Hello, podcast family. I trust you had a super splendid week. Welcome to Parenting Corner, where we share salient issues in parenting and offer advice on godly parenting. I remain your beautiful host, Oluwapelumi Janet. I'm really excited today because we'll be bringing a wrap to our book review of Kingdom Parenting by Miles and David, and we'll be reviewing the third part of the book today. This part was also written exclusively by David Burroughs. I really need to mention that I actually enjoyed the part written by David more than the part written by Miles Murrow. David Burroughs was more practical and conventional with his point of view and his approach to parenting. As usual, deep wisdom was shared in this part of the book, one of which is how to relate with our teenagers. You know, reading through part 2 and now part 3, I see that David really focused on teenagers. I think probably because he is a youth pastor and a counselor. So most of the times his point of view always comes from the plot of teenagers and young people. He gave ways to earn the respect of our children. He gave ways that parents can earn the respect of their children. Respect should not be forcefully imposed, but should be earned. According to him, you earn the respect of your children and teenagers also, first off, by providing for them, also by not provoking them, by not being too overbearing, by communicating with them and encouraging them, be their number one cheerleader, by supporting their dreams, and also learning to apologize when you are wrong. You know, these many adults in general, parents, adults, teachers, they feel it's absurd to apologize to their teenagers, their children, their students, because they feel it kind of diminishes their value, so to say. But the truth is, you earn more respect when you apologize to your teenagers or to your children or to your students when you are wrong. So David Bull also focused on that parents should learn to apologize. I mean, we are humans, we make mistakes, and we need to point this out to our children, to our young people, that it's all right to make mistakes as humans, but when we make that mistake, we should be able to correct our ways and apologize when need be. He employed parents not to abuse the authority given to them by God. They should also spend time with their children, hang out together with your children, create family time with your children. Also, parents are to be observant of what their children do, what they watch, and what they listen to. I mean, some parents just let their children watch anything on the TV. There's no proper monitoring. Parents should pay attention to these things. We should be observant. Yes, I remember there's an episode like that, monitoring the positive part and the negative part, the good side and the bad side of it, when you should do it and how to cross the line. So parents should actually be very observant of what their children do. Pay attention to details, no matter how little it may be. And in all, we need to be deliberate and intentional about building a solid relationship with our children. Don't just let there be a cordial relationship between you as a parent and your children, whether teenagers or young children or infants. So a lot has been said on this episode and even the book review in whole. I hope we've been able to learn one or two things. In fact, more than one or two things. I hope we've been able to learn. And more than learning, it's important for us to put this to practice. Let's practice it with our children. Let's practice it with young people all around us. This brings us to the end of the book review. A lot has been said and dispensed. Don't shun wisdom. Hold tight to it. And if you still need a book, you could always send me a message on WhatsApp. I cannot wait to dish out other beautiful content with us from next week. Do join me.